Toilet paper, disinfectant wipes, and chicken are just some of the items you may not find when you go shopping. While shipping to the state continues without interruption, companies like Matson are assessing their cargo volumes and considering additional measures. Matson Senior Vice President Vic Angoko says the company may add reserve ships to its fleet.
If the demand is there that is above and beyond the capacity we have with the three ships that we have coming in every week, then we can deploy an extra vessel to cover the capacity requirements.
Angoko says Matson has added reserve ships in the past to meet demand, but he says the frequency of shipments may not fill the bare shelves at the stores.
It's not increasing the amount of ships or frequency because the ships are not full at the moment. So there is still capacity on the ships to bring in cargo. So it won't solve the issue. I think what's being ordered is right, but it's just a run on the products where people are buying more than they normally would.
State and county officials continue to urge residents not to hoard or panic shop so that inventories can supply as many people as possible. Still, grocery store shelves for certain items seem to be continually empty. Foodland Chairman and CEO Janai Wall says their stores are trying to keep up with demand.
We're adjusting quantities as needed to meet the increased volume, but in some cases we're not getting what we order at the present time. And, you know, with bathroom tissue, for example, as soon as we put it up on the shelf, it's usually gone pretty quickly.
Wall says part of the issue is the increased demand for these products outside of Hawaii. And like Angoko, she says the challenge isn't getting the products to the state.
Everyone across the country is facing the same thing because the same items are in demand. So it's not like, you know, a hurricane is just hitting Hawaii and it's only the people in Hawaii who need bathroom tissue and other things. I think the manufacturers are having to adjust their production to the increased demand. And so I think they'll get there. And I think we're seeing that is happening. But I think that it will take a little bit of time.
Wall hopes residents can be patient in the meantime. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.